Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. She's a 98 model, ladies and gentlemen. She joined us in March of 98. We've already had her 16th anniversary with us, and ever since she joined us on March 30th, 1998, and we have all that. We have her batting average. We have her bases on balls. We have all that here. All those stats. Ever since she's been joining us, she's been helping us understand healthcare public policy, especially from the market, from a market-based solutions angle. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Jim, such a pleasure to be with you always.
It's good to have you back, Grace Marie. Okay, Grace Marie, I don't exactly know where to start. There's so much, folks. This may be the most important visit we've had, Grace Marie, because so much of what we've talked about in the past has been my opinion, and your facts that we believed was the truth about market solutions and the truth about government solutions, a.k.a. Obamacare. But now we have the admission by an architect of Obamacare that what you and I and others, smart people plenty smarter than me, including yourself, were saying about Obamacare, we now know not only were we right about Obamacare in those days, but we weren't even as right as it was even worse than we thought. Right?
It is absolutely outrageous. And you know,
tell the audience what I'm talking about.
We're talking about Jonathan Gruber and the
Professor
MIT
Gruber from MIT, one of the architects of Obamacare and Romney Care.
Yeah, absolutely. He's from Massachusetts, of course, and he really set up the structure for Romney Care, which became the structure for the Affordable Care Act. Nancy Pelosi yesterday saying that she doesn't know who Jonathan Gruber is.
And that he didn't write the bill.
Bettis says, don't they know we have Google? And then, of course, they come up with a clip. She's saying, and Jonathan Gruber's research shows.
Right. Jonathan Gruber from MIT. He even said where he was from.
And it's not just that he's an MIT professor. He has a model for looking at the world through the lens of healthcare, that's relied on.
He built it.
For statistical analysis of various health plans, including Obamacare.
And you know, the thing is, Grace Marie, the model is probably a work of art. It might be a model that could win him a Nobel Prize one day. Nobody ever said that his model was wrong, but it gave them information that demonstrated completely that the foundation Obamacare was built on for the national application wouldn't work.
And that, well,
they knew it, folks.
The administration paid him $400,000 for his analysis. Many states paid him six-figure consulting fees. The guy has made literally millions of dollars off of his analysis promoting Obamacare. And he got fast and loose with his arrogance and his elitism with these quotes that are now all over
a period of a couple of years. He said over and over again, right, Grace Marie, several things.
Absolutely. American people are stupid.
That's one of the things he said.
American people are stupid. That's why we were able to pull this off on them.
Folks, I've never promoted one network over another one, but you cannot find what we're talking about anywhere on television except on Fox News. CNBC isn't running it. I mean, CBS isn't running it. ABC, NBC, CNN, of course, MSNBC. None of those are running it at all. There's like literally no coverage of this, folks. He said, this guy Gruber said, I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, but this is exactly what he meant. If we had told people the truth, that the plan would take money from one group to subsidize another, it would never have passed. And he even meant that was when the Democrats controlled both houses with 60 senators.
And he also said if we would have called the individual mandate a tax, it would have never passed.
That's
well,
right.
The Supreme, he said, we went through tortured language to not call
yes.
it a tax. Well, guess who called it a tax? The Supreme Court called it a tax.
He also said lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. In other words, he was saying, folks, if you lie and you get away with it, it's a huge political advantage. And then he went on to say, Grace Marie, I'm okay with all of that because that's what it took to get it passed.
But it also took their belief that the American people were stupid.
Yeah, and he actually said, I'm okay with lying. I'm okay with subterfuge and lying in order to get something done. Folks, there's a guy named Machiavelli who said that once upon a time. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.